So as I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, we do celebrate today a special occasion in the Church's calendar, a solemn feast, the Feast of All the Saints. So by way of a little homily this morning, we'll do a couple of things. We'll just say, for purposes of definition and catechesis, what's a saint? Touch on that for a second. Why All Saints Day? What does that mean? And then why does it matter? What's a saint? Why All Saints Day? And why does it matter? That'll be the roadmap. How about that? So first of all, in terms of what a saint is, it's actually somewhat easy to define by definition. A saint, strictly speaking, is anybody, any being, because it includes the angels too, who stand before God face to face. And we would call that being in heaven, right? Anybody in heaven is classified, defined as a saint. What does that mean exactly? Heaven is not like a place in the same way like this room is, or like a waiting room or whatever. It's a zone, it's a way of being or existing wherein those who are quote-unquote there are with God without any filters, any impediments, anything in the way. All that they can possibly experience of God's fullness, they experience without anything being held back at all. That's what heaven is. It's God's presence. It's called the beatific vision. Now, in this life, we can't experience that because ever since the fall out of the Garden of Eden, in order to get there to this state of existence, to see God face to face, one must pass through death. That's the gateway into that next way of existing, provided that God leads us through death into new life with outstretched hand. That's what Christ comes to give to us, the pathway to that fullness of his face-to-face vision. We get glimpses in this life, little pieces of it, especially at the Holy Mass around the altar and in the sacraments and God's word. So in this life, it's a beautiful one, but it's full of shadows too. So to get to the next life and be with God face-to-face in fullness, that's a saint. Anybody who is with God face-to-face, saint. We differentiate this from those who are on the way to be with God face-to-face who've already died. This gets to tomorrow's feast day. Today, All the Saints, solemn feast day. Tomorrow, All Souls Day, the day we pray for all those who have already died. And what we do tomorrow is we commend them to God's mercy and care and ask him to take care of those who have passed away, trusting, we'll call these people the ones in purgatory, that he will give them the fullness of cleansing and his mercy and his presence as they need to clean up, you might say, whatever was not fixed as they left this life to go to the next one. So today and tomorrow are different days, and they're both very important in their ways. So today, the saints, those who are already there. Tomorrow, those on the way there, those in purgatory. That's the distinction. Which gets to the second piece, so that's what a saint and a soul is. What about All Saints Day? Why All Saints Day? As a day, as a festival. It's been the calendar for a long time, and its origins are kind of mysterious. It lands on the first on November beginning in the 800s or so, adopting an English-Irish practice. It was moved from May. And what does it mean? It means that the Church says every single year, one day out of the year, we want to step back and recognize the reality that there are countless people around the heavenly throne who are the saints, those who have made it all the way there. We hear in the first reading, which was so nicely proclaimed a bit ago, about the reality that there are multitudes around God's throne from every race, nation, and tongue, from all around God's creation, people are brought to his heavenly throne. So there's one day out of the year where the Church says, without knowing who they are by name, we know that they are there in God's fullness. So to differentiate a little bit, we know throughout the year, we have feast days for our saints that we know by name, as in, someone has died, and the Church uses her solemn, most full teaching power to say, so-and-so by name, we know they're in heaven. That's what it means to canonize a saint. We proclaim they are there for sure. And they have their own days in the calendar. St. Cecilia, St. Patrick, St. Leo, St. Peter, St. John, St. James, etc. There's a whole bunch of saints. They get their own day. All Saints Day is for everybody else who doesn't have a day. It's for all those who've made it, the throngs of heavenly hosts, who we realize are there because our faith teaches us they are there, but we don't call them out by name. So this is their day, the day of all the saints, everyone who finds himself with God face to face. That's what this is about. They've triumphed, they have won, they've made it to the end, okay? So that's a bit about what a saint is, what All Saints Day is and what tomorrow is too is All Souls Day, right? Next question, of course, is always, well, so what? Why does that make a difference and why does it matter? And we can land on a couple different reasons. There's, of course, always a lot of them, but we'll name a couple, right? First of all, you know, it's really, really important to understand that sainthood is possible. The church says to us, every single year you must celebrate this feast day without fail. And when it doesn't land on a Sunday, it's a day of obligation. It's so, so important. Why is that? Because our entire Christian faith teaches us, like the book of Revelation says in our first reading, that it is possible to get there to the fullness of God's presence, to be with him face to face. The church does not want us to lose sight of the goal and where we are going and what God can do. The church wants us to understand that All Saints Day is very much about giving glory to the one who makes this possible. I cannot make myself into a saint. You cannot make yourself into a saint. Only God can make saints. Because only God can bring person from death to new life and cross the divide of this life to the next. Only God can bridge that gap. And only God can take a fallen creature, which is all of us, and wash us clean in baptism in his blood, feed us from his altar, sustain us by his mercy and confession, nourish us by his word, gather us in his assembly, help us do good works, keep us on the right path. Only God can do that by his power at work inside of us who are his adopted children, the throngs of believers all around the world. So he takes an ordinary person like myself, like you, flawed persons, all of us, and he makes us, if we cooperate, into saints. So that as we get to the end of this life and leave and go forward into the fullness of the next by his mercy and his gift, we have what we all want, the fullness of life. So to celebrate All Saints Day, okay, point number one about why it matters, it's our chance to glorify God about what he can do with all of us who deserve none of it, but are given it all as a gift. And we do this all the time in the world. Like, you know, for example, we will see a beautiful painting or a sculpture or a building or a machine, and we'll say, what a marvelous creation this is, and reflects upon the beauty and wonder of its creator. A great painting reflects a great artist. A great building reflects a great designer. A great machine reflects a great engineer. What do the saints reflect? The one who made them. How awesome is God, we say on November 1st every single year as a church, to do something so wondrous, to save anybody for that matter, and to save multitudes on top of it. The multitudes are there. The vision of heaven that John has in first reading is real. The saints are alive, and they're with God, and God can do that. So how awesome is God, we say, on November 1st, the creator of saints, to make multitudes and multitudes of saints. Which leads to the second reason why I think it really matters, and I touched on it a second ago. We all need reminding in a very real way that it's possible to get there. I think there's all these reasons in our world to doubt, right? That we can be holy, that we can be good, that we can make it to the end, that God would love us that much to elevate us in such a great and wonderful way to make all of us into a saint. But the fact is, the church says that's why the church exists. It's to produce in God's power saints. And everybody has us within our grasp. It must be given to us. For sure, we don't take it, but we have the ability to receive it, every one of us whose heart's open to it. Without that, I think we stop striving. We stop aiming. We stop reaching. We start to despair and think, surely this can't happen to me. But All Saints Day says, yes, it can happen to you and to me. Everybody has a chance to join the heavenly multitudes. Every single person who's open to the means the church has to sanctify us as its children, right? To understand, too, why I think today matters, call it point number three, let's think a bit about the context of the first reading we heard proclaimed again very well a bit ago. Book of Revelation, it's a vision that St. John has that's given to him at the end of his life, and it's given to him for a very specific reason. At that time period in the first century plus of Christian existence, it was not easy to be a Christian. They were under persecution under Roman authority. They watched their fellow believers be arrested all the time. And they would kind of go through one wave of persecution, and then a new emperor would come, and it wouldn't be so bad. And the next emperor comes, and it starts up all over again. And before long, they started to think, when's it going to end? When is mighty Rome going to be defeated? When is it going to stop chewing us up in the lion's mouths and the amphitheaters? When can we worship publicly as a Christian? When will it be safe? They worried for their friends and neighbors who were Christian and fled and ran away from the executioners and gave up the faith and committed apostasy. They worried for their souls. So it was not an easy time, and they thought Rome would never be toppled. So in the face of all that challenge and difficulty and hardship, John is given this vision, which we're a little piece of in our first reading, which was given to him by God to show the community that should have hope. Because Revelation as a book is all about the fact that God is going to win the victory. God's going to win the fight. Do not give up hope. Do not despair. Do not stop struggling. God is going to win. It was for a community that was wondering how they were going to pull this off. God says, in me you will triumph. Just watch. Rome will be toppled. And for those of you who are killed for your faith and give witness, you are washed clean. You are saved. You are rescued from all distress. God says, do not fear. Do not be afraid. I will win the victory through you, for you, in you, among you. Today, no different, no? All Saints' Day is the same thing. It's a bit like Revelation. It's to give us a message of hope in the midst of struggle and persecution and trial. There are challenges out there in the world and a culture that's very anti-Christian more and more these days. We sometimes think to ourselves as Christians, how are we ever going to win this fight against all the forces of the world that want to deny our faith that are so hard? Is the pagan culture ever going to be toppled? We might ask ourselves the question. But also there's a fight within, isn't there? The foes out there are almost nothing next to the ones in our hearts. Our sins, our vices, our bad habits, our poor choices, our foul dispositions, all the things that are not right with us that need to be healed and mended. The foes inside need to be conquered too to become a saint. All Saints' Day says all those foes are vanquished in the blood of the Lamb. God will tackle the culture. He will win the victory. So little flock, he says to us today, just like back then, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I will win the fight for the church in the world. And I'll win the fight in your hearts too. Give to me, he says, what's bothering you, what's burdening you, what's hard for you, what's difficult and sinful for you. And in my blood, in my power, you can triumph. So it's a message, All Saints Day, of hope for all of us who have to fight the good fight. And there are no exceptions. Every era has its struggles. They look different. Each person has his or her battles. They're unique, but nonetheless, the battles are there. And life is hard, and being holy is hard. So on today's feast day, the church says, listen, there's a throng of the multitude have made it to the end. God has rescued them. You can do it too. You can do it too. Don't stop trying. Don't give up. Don't lose hope. In the saints, the church has triumphed, and they cheer us on from heaven that we're going to triumph too. Which is kind of the last little piece, and it's related about why today matters so much as a feast day. It's a wonderful feast. You heard a bit ago sung the antiphon before the gospel about God wanted to give us rest, rest from our burdens. Life is hard. It's a struggle, and being holy is hard, and being a saint is hard, and being a mom or a dad is hard, or a pastor is hard, or anything we take seriously is hard work. And we get to a point in life where we just say to God sometimes, can't I just rest? When's the fight going to be done? When am I done dealing with infirmities, with threats of infirmities, with pandemics, with economics, with campaigns, elections, sins, vices, hard things? When can I finally just rest? And God says to us, a saint is one who has finally found rest. It will come. It will come at its proper time. God wants to give us that kind of rest and peace and mercy in his beautiful vision face to face. And he says to all of us, let that vision of what you're going to get one day sustain you in the fight that happens right now. So that promise of rest should pull us forward through the hard work of this life. And it is hard, is it not? But in the saints, which we all have to one day be, we will find our rest. So on I could go, but point is, okay, as the church says in her ancient vocabulary, God is wonderful and marvelous in his saints. He's wonderful and marvelous in his saints. They're his greatest work. God, who made all these wonderful things in the universe, the cosmos, creation, the natural world, his most awesome work is a saint. And there's tons of them, God says, around my throne. And you can be there too. You can be there too. Do not give up the fight. He's praising his saints. We give him glory and honor and power this day and always, especially on this Feast of All the Saints. May we always strive to be with God face to face in this life and the fullness of the one to come.